Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Chatty Podcast with me, T, for the second time. Today, we've got a bit of a different setup. I thought we'd try something new. We were in my dad's office game room before, and now in my bedroom. So it's a bit more me, you know, it's a bit brighter in here. I just thought it was quite dark in there, and the cars are, I mean, I love racing go-karts, but they're not really as on brand for me as, you know, my little room. And I actually love my bedroom. It's a very safe space for me. So I thought we'd move in here. I'm also hand holding the microphone because I don't have a table. I don't like the it makes a muffly sound when I've got the stand, so we're holding it today. But I've had some constructive criticism that the sound's inconsistent, like I get further and closer away to the mic, so I will work on that for you. Fingers crossed, that'll get better, and I'll get better at editing and all that jazz. But aside from all that boring stuff, how did we all find episode one? I hope we all enjoyed it. I've had positive feedback, but that feedback has been from my friends, so they are partial to, you know, make me feel better. But hopefully you are enjoying. I've had some viewers in America, which is very amazing and strange. But yeah, I have had to refilm this week's episode because I said the word like about 50 million times and it really, really annoyed me. And also the topic, I kind of actually don't really want to talk about it at the moment. I would rather have it when I like have a guest on or one of my friends and we can have conversation that we like bounce off each other, because I was speaking about like being a woman and all the different messages that we are told and how that's shaped the way we are for generations and generations. And I think that's a conversation that will be really good to have with someone else so we can share our different experiences. Anyway, let's get into it. What is today's episode going to be about? Today is a bit of a freestyle. I'm going to give you some story times of my week because I've had quite a funny week. And then I'm going to just say some things that I do that I think are quite strange, because I saw my cousin the other day, shout out to Melody, and she was like, yeah, Taylor, you do some things that are really bizarre, so they'll talk about them and you can tell me if they're weird or not. Also, I'm really trying to look at the camera and not around my bedroom, so forgive me if my eyes wander, but yeah, we're trying. So yes, what are some story times of my week? So first story time I want to talk about is I had to go and get my car MOT'd, which sounds just like really straightforward and really normal, but I can be a bit of an idiot. So I left myself like 5 days to get an MOT because I forgot about it. So all of my things like run out at the end of the year, like my tax, my insurance and my MOT for my car, everything runs out at the end of the year. But I'm thinking we're still in January or something, because the other day I only just clocked that we are at the end of the year. So that was great. So I quickly checked on my phone and I was like, oh dear, like it runs out in 5 days. Luckily, I've got like a family friend mechanic, so he can fit me in last minute. But yeah, so I go get my car MOT'd. Simple. It passes the MOT. Love that. It passes just about. Francois is the name of my car. Lovely Fiat 500, Francois. He's a boy, I love him. Francois is hanging on by a thread. The guy that MOT'd my car was like, everything's legal, just about. So, number one, I mean, highs and lows, swings and roundabouts. We're gonna take our wins here. I'm glad Francois is doing okay, but I did get told it's my last year with him. So, bearing in mind the fact that I'm unemployed, we need a new car soon. It's not looking good for Tiela. But anyway, besides the point, that's not where the story starts. So, I find out it's my last year with Francois, but it's fine because he passed. He passed. Everything's good. My dad is the one that like dropped me off at my MOT. So he was like, "Oh, I'll just follow you home." And starting off, I didn't really know why he wanted to follow me home. Like we both have sat navs in our car, so like we don't really need to be following one another home. But you know, it's fine. I was like, "Yeah, sure, follow me home." But also, I get really paranoid when my dad's driving behind me because I like second guess my driving. So I was kind of like, can I follow you? And he was like, oh, but I'm just protecting you. I just love my dad, protective dad. But he's like, oh no, I'm just protecting the back of you. Thinking back, this was a very bizarre start to the story. Anyway, so my dad wants to follow me. So I'm like, okay, cool. My dad's like, where the MOT is, it's like, in like the countryside, like in a field, and to get to the garage is like you have to drive around, and then to leave you can either come back the way you came or it's like a loop, so you can just continue driving, and it's actually shorter if you just continue driving and go out the other way to which you came, and then it takes you back onto the road. So I always drive out continuing the loop, so like the shortcut. My dad's never done that before, so my dad has turned his car around, his van around, and I'm like, Dad, like, why don't we just go that way? And he's like, oh, well, I've turned my car around now, so let's just go back the way we came. I'm like, yeah, cool. I don't know the way we came. I have the worst sense of direction known to man. It's not good. My boyfriend, when the first time he met me, not the first time he met me, but within like a week, he said to me, I'm so sorry if the camera jiggles as well, guys, because the tripod I've made is very makeshift. It's actually quite funny. I maybe post it on my Instagram. Anyway, besides the point, tangent. Yeah, so I don't have a good sense of direction. My boyfriend, within a week of knowing me, and ever since, has said that my sense of direction is awful, and I can't blame him, to be perfectly honest, because it is awful. Yeah, I'm like, Dad, I don't know the way we came. Actually, I don't say that. I don't say that. I say, yeah, sure, because I'm an idiot. I say, yeah, sure, let's go back the way we came. I start driving the way we came, if you're just listening to this, serious quote marks, because I was not driving the way we came. I took about two wrong turns and led us into an actual field. It wasn't even a road anymore. It wasn't even a road anymore. And I'm driving down this, it's not a road, just this bit of the field where the tractors go down, and like it was also raining for some pathetic fallacy. It's also raining, the ground is wet. So I'm driving down where the tractors are supposed to go down, and my little Fiat 500's not doing well. Big shock horror. Is anyone surprised? No, obviously not. It's like deep ditches where the tractor tires have made like these big indents. The like middle bit is like really high, it's like hitting the bottom of my car. But again, like a normal, what would a normal person do in that situation? They'd think, I don't recognize this. Maybe this isn't the way I came. Maybe I should stop driving down this field of dirt and hell and I should get out, reverse, get out of here. No, not me, not Tiela, absolutely not. I'm thinking, I must find a road soon. Surely there'll be a road soon, you know? 100%. Like, there's no way this can't lead to a road. Idiot. Honestly, thinking back, I'm just regretting so many life decisions. Anyway, I continue down this road. Apparently, my dad is beeping me and flashing me with his lights, like, please stop driving down here. But I don't see any of that. I don't hear any of that. I'm just thinking, yeah, I'm gonna find a road soon. Just keep going, Tiela. Anyway, it gets to a point where I'm not finding a road. My car's swerving, swishing, swerving all over the place. The back of it's like going out. It's Oh, hell. And there's a ditch on one side of me. So, like, if one wrong turn, sorry, I know the sound just went different again, but there's a ditch one side of me. So, if one wrong turn, I'm screwed. Francois's gone. He's a goner. So, I finally stop the car. I get out of the car. I look at my dad. My dad's like this. Taylor, what are you doing? And I am like, sorry, Dad, I don't think this is the way we came. He's like, no, Taylor, this is not the way we came. The way we came is two turns away. Like, what the hell? And I was like, sorry about it. I never drive this way. I always drive the other way. And he's like, but I thought you would have known the way we came. No, Dad, no, I don't. I don't have very good sense of direction. So, yeah. So then my dad gets out his van. He runs down this field to try and see if there's any sign of life or a way to get out of here. And he's like, right, Taylor, if we drive down there, we can turn the cars around and drive out the way we came. The way we came, hopefully. So, because also, on one side of us is a ditch, and where the tractor marks are so deep in the ground, you can't drive over onto the grass on the other side because, well, my little Francois just can't do it. He can't even get up a curb, let alone that. So, yeah. Anyway, he's like, we can turn the cars around. I'm like, cool. I said, Dad, can I follow you? Because clearly, I don't know where I'm going. He's like, sure, but you need to drive down there and turn your car around. So I was like, okay. So I drive my car down there. It's slipping, sliding all over the place. It's sideways. It's basically driving sideways. Francois's become some sort of rally car, and I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Anyway, so I turn the car around. My dad goes in front of me to come back the way we came, but for some reason, the way we came, I think because of the way we've driven in, has effed up the track road, whatever you want to call it, even more. So I literally can't drive my car through it. Like, it's stalling, it's revving, mud is going everywhere. I'm like, my dad's now in front of me, so I'm watching my dad's van struggle. It's going like this all over the place, swish and swish and all over the place. If you're just listening, it's the motion of the ocean. It's not doing well. So I'm watching my dad doing this, and I'm just sat in my little Fiat 500 and thinking, oh my God, Taylor, what have you done? This is not going to end well. So anyway, my dad is seeing me in his mirrors stall, and the car swish out and stall, and then the car swish out and it revving and nothing happening and it stalls, and he stops his van, comes back, he gets in my car to do it for me. Thank you, Steve. We love Steve, honestly. Saver of the day. Anyway, so my dad gets in my car. My dad's a driver, guys. My dad is a driver. He races go-karts. I'm always safe with my dad driving. He is a driver. And I'm out the car. I'm not involved. I've literally stepped out the car, mini mental breakdown, trying to compose myself, watching my dad do this. I can see watching my dad do this is the most impressive thing I've ever seen. He rally drove my Fiat 500 through the mud. It was anyway, all over the place. Mud everywhere, nearly down in the ditch, completely sideways. Like, the car's gone completely sideways, but my dad is just revving it and just keep going. And he got my car out of the ditch. Saved the day. But what I'm also thinking is, oh my God, my car's just been MOT'd. I've been told it's hanging on by a thread. I'm gonna break my car. I'm gonna break my car. All because why? I have no sense of direction. There really should be a moral to the story. There should be a learning from this. But, and honestly, I should say I'm really lucky my dad was there, but if my dad wasn't there, I would have just gone out the way I normally came. But I'm lucky my dad was there, considering, like, I'm glad he didn't just drive off and leave me in that thing. He would have never done that though. But yeah, I mean, what an adventure for an MOT. That was the story of my MOT. There wasn't really a moral of the story, and there's not really a conclusion. The conclusion is that my dad is a G, and he got my car out of there. Because I definitely wouldn't have been able to do it. If my dad wasn't there, oh my God, I would have just cried. I would have just cried. But again, I would have driven out the way. I know. Anyway, the moral of the story is I need to learn where I'm going. Like, I need to learn the way we came. But I'm just concentrating on sat nav and the surroundings look different from the different angle. Like, I was like, Dad, it doesn't. And then when we drove out the way we came, I was like, this doesn't look the same as it did on the way in. Anyway, irrelevant. That was story number one of my week. Story number two of my week is my running story. Now, I love a run. I love an inside treadmill run. I love a, what's it called? An outside run, a wilderness run. I love that. I love both of them. Recently, I've been loving outside running because the weather is like perfect. It's like autumnal and crisp and it's dry and it's like not too cold, but it's cold enough that it makes it easy to run. Like in summer, it's a bit too hot to be running outside, I find. Sorry, don't sue me. All the professional runners. Oh, sorry, guys, for the sound. All the professional runners are fuming at me for not being able to run in the summer, but whatever. So, I'm on my run outside. And it's dark, and I never like to run in the dark, but I left a bit later. So,
want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
It went dark as I was running. So I'm running quite fast because I don't like to be out running on my own in the dark. I'm just a girl, do you know what I mean? So yeah, I'm running. I'm hyper aware of my surroundings because it's dark and I'm scared. So I'm running down the road and I can see a man on the other side of the road. There's a whole big road in between us. I can see a man on the other side of the road. And he is in front of me. But as I said, I'm scared, so I'm running quite fast. So I overtake this man, but I'm nowhere near him. I'm on the other side of the road. I overtake this man. And then I like look around a few seconds later and I can't see him. I'm like, interesting, where's he gone? But I'm like, oh, he's probably just turned down the road somewhere. Like, he's probably just taken a turn and whatever. So I just continue running. And then all of a sudden, I feel someone touch me, like touch my hips, like put their hands on my hips, physically move me out the way. And it's the man has come on my side of the road, put his hands on me, physically moved me out the way, and then what does he do? Goes and runs back on his side of the road. Sorry, but that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, why did you ever need to come on my side of the road to overtake me and then go back onto your side of the road? Like, was the only reason you came over there to touch me? Sorry, am I overreacting? But I just thought it was really weird and I didn't like the whole experience. Like, I would never, number one, even if he was on my side of the road, no need to touch me, just run around me, mate. Second of all, the touching is just so unnecessary. The coming onto my side of the road is so unnecessary. I'd get it if, like, you wanted to come onto my side of the road because the pavement was wider, but it wasn't. My pavement was actually smaller. Just doesn't make any sense to me. So I just think, what the hell? So if you're out for a run, maybe don't touch people. Just don't do it. I just don't think it's necessary. I don't think you need to do it. And creepy men, can you just stay away from me on my run, please? Anyway, I definitely won't be running on my own in the dark for a while. And never again, really. I mean, I never aim to, but sometimes it just ends up happening. I'm going to have a sip of my tea. Today's tea is tea of the week. Maybe we should do that, tea of the week. Today's tea is a masala chai with honey and oat milk in it. And it's delicious, very yummy. 10 out of 10 recommend. Guys, I really am sorry for the sound. I know I keep saying it, but I really am sorry for the sound. I'm really trying to like make it as even as possible. But I think maybe I need to like play with the settings a bit more. I do not know, but I'm figuring it out. The Chatty Podcast is still a work in progress, but I hope everyone's enjoying it. This setup is feels nicer for me. It feels a bit cozier. So let me know what you think about it. I've got my Moomins in the background. My mom's from Finland, so I love a Moomin. If you don't know about the Moomins, you should get to know about the Moomins. But yes, they're like a Finnish children's cartoon, but you never grow out of them, really. Yeah, so those are my weird stories of the week. On to weird things that I like, that I think will be funny to talk about, is the first thing that's quite odd about me, I feel, is that I don't really listen to music. I feel like this is really weird. I feel like people just love music. I feel like all kinds of people love all kinds of music. I love music. I love my D&B. I love my drum and bass. Drum and bass is my favourite genre. I love going to raves. I went to Boomtown this year and last year. And last year I did like 6 festivals. This year I think we did less. I did 2 camping festivals and then some day festivals. But yeah, I love my D&B. I love music in that respect. I love music of going to see music at an event, but I don't listen to music when I'm on my own. I just don't. I like something that's going to keep my brain continuously occupied. I find music can be, I can get quite bored and I tune out and I start, I've got 10 million thoughts in my head all the time, and it's just, sometimes I don't want to listen to them. So listening to a podcast or YouTube or Friends for the 90th millionth time, we'll get on to that, is better for me. I can actually concentrate on words and things that people are saying rather than music that makes me zone out. You could say that's unhealthy. You could say, Tiaeli, you need to face your thoughts. But do you know what? Sometimes I don't want to. Sometimes I just want to just think about something else. That's why I love stories so much. I want to work in television, so I find stories and the ability people have to create worlds of complete imagination so amazing. They're a whole new escape for people, and I think that is truly amazing. So I love to escape. I love escapism. I think it's great. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, to a point, you know. I think you should be very aware of your own brain and self-aware, but I know what I like. I don't like to be left alone with my thoughts a lot. Hands up, I like to be on my own, but alone with my thoughts, well, not too sure about that one. So yeah, I don't listen to music a lot. I don't listen to it in the car. I do sometimes now. Like, sometimes I've made a few D&B playlists, and since I've started running, I've made a banging running D&B playlist. But yeah, most of the time I'm listening to a podcast, I'm watching a YouTube video. I just don't have music on in the background, and I didn't really realise how weird it was until I met my boyfriend, because he loves music. He always has music on. His playlists are banging. He listens, you know, he, like a normal person, listens to music in the car, he listens to music in the shower. If he's doing anything around the house, there's music on. But no, not for me. It's maybe not so normal that I don't listen to music, but I just don't. I do like music. It's such a hard thing to explain, but it just, things that make me feel comfy and comforted are stories and watching other people's lives. Like, I love just having a vlog on in the background. I only like specific people though. Like, I only really like to watch a Molly Mae vlog, her sister Zoe Ray now. I love her videos. I've got some ASMR artists that I actually really like. I watch them sometimes. That might be a bit weird. I literally love ASMR so much, but I don't like the like videos. I like the like whispery videos. And yeah, that's one odd thing about me, I think. And the next one is that I'm a rewatcher. I don't like to watch new films, which contradicts my earlier point that I like escapism in movies. But I also think I immerse myself in them a bit too much, that they give me anxiety. So this might be stupid, but when I watch new films and I like get really attached to characters, and they're going through hard situations, I think I absorb their anxiety, at the fact that I don't know what's going to happen. So what I like to do is get other people to force me to watch new films and new series and all of this good stuff, and then I add them to my roster of repeats of things that I will rewatch by myself. You're not catching me watching something new on my own. Absolutely not. Why would I do that when I can rewatch Friends for the 20th time, know exactly what's happening, and it makes me feel comfy and safe. Do you know what I mean? I just think that makes perfect sense, but apparently that's not normal. Me and my boyfriend have been together for nearly 2 years, and the whole time I've been watching Friends, like when I cook, when I don't know, doing anything, my background noise is Friends. And it always has been, and it has been for years and years and years and years, and I've probably seen it beginning to end over 20 times, and Friends is quite long. So I don't know how to feel about that, but do you know what? It makes me feel comfy and safe, and I just think it's hard to find things that make you feel comfy and safe, so why am I going to change it? Do you know what I mean? It's not hurting anyone. It's definitely not hurting me. Like, I just think there's so much uncertainty in the world. Rewatching things is just where a one place where you just know what's going to happen. Do you know what I mean? I feel like no one knows what I mean. Maybe people with anxiety know what I mean. If you've got anxiety, do you? I mean, I wouldn't say I have anxiety. I just say I avoid anxiety-inducing situations. So let me know if anyone else does that. It would really make me feel better about myself, to be honest. But yeah, that's one weird thing about me. Another weird thing about me is I don't like to eat by myself. I mean, this could sound like I've got a problem. I definitely don't. I can eat by myself if I'm just by myself, yeah. But I hate it. I hate it when, say, we're in a restaurant and we're in Wagamama's and you get told, oh, your food doesn't all come out at the same time. It just comes out when it's ready. So annoying. If my food is coming out first, I hate it. And everyone's like, no, just eat, just eat. No, I don't want to eat. What do you mean I'm the only one sat here eating when you're all just sat there waiting for your food? I hate it. I would rather my food came out last than my food come out first and everyone's like, just eat, just eat. No, what do you mean? I just can't do that. I hate it so much. And I don't know why. I think it's because I feel bad, or like I should, like, I feel like it's more socially acceptable to wait, but then I'm thinking my food's getting cold, and I hate cold food. Cold food is so, it's, oh, absolutely not. Like, this is why I make my tea in flasks. I like everything to be boiling hot. Like, I hate it when people sit there with their dinner in front of them and they don't start straight away. I think, oh my god, it's getting cold. When I make dinner for me and my boyfriend, and he sometimes, like, I'll put it on the table and he waits for a minute before he starts eating. And all I'm thinking in my head is, oh my god, the food's getting cold, the food's getting cold, the food's getting cold. I can't stand it. But yeah, so food getting cold, and I don't like eating by myself. I don't like to be the only one eating in a setting, which is also really annoying because I love food. So when I'm, say you're out and there's like picky bits, I'm standing by that table and I'm eating the picky bits, but also I'm going to be the only one eating, so then I'm uncomfortable. So then I'm second guessing it all in my head, thinking, oh my god, you need to walk away from the picky bits. So many things to think about, honestly. That's one thing that I think is quite weird about myself. But again, let me know if it's weird or not weird. Another thing that I would say is weird about myself is I'm actually a bit of a nerd. I actually loved uni, and I know I said in my last video I loved uni, like, all for the experience wise. I loved the learning bit of uni. I actually really enjoyed writing essays. I mean, I'm sure in the moment my friends would say that I hated my life, but there's something so satisfying about learning things, doing your own research on them, writing an essay, collating it all together, giving your opinions. And then it getting graded and it being a good grade. I mean, I'm sure I'd feel otherwise. I mean, the essays that didn't do as well, I don't feel that way about. But I loved learning, writing essays, and being good at things. I mean, I don't think it's weird to enjoy being good at things. As a person, I really hate anything I'm not good at, to be honest. Perfectionist.com. But I love learning about things that I love. Like, my degree, I just loved it so much. I studied media and communication, and honestly, I could do a whole podcast episode about my degree. I loved it. I would highly recommend doing it at Loughborough for anyone thinking about it. Loughborough is so good because they do media and communication as a Bachelor of Science instead of a Bachelor of Arts, which means you learn about it from a different perspective. So instead of learning how to create film and all the technical bits that would actually probably have helped me now starting my podcast, you learn about the like psychology behind the media, sociology. I did a criminology module, but you learn more about how it affects people, and I find that stuff so interesting. It was the best decision I've ever made to do that degree. So I loved it so much. And yes, that's one thing about, one slightly weird thing about me is that I actually love learning. Is that weird? Maybe it's not weird, but I love learning so much. And now I'm out of uni, I feel like I need to do something else to make my brain work, because I'm not really using my brain that much these days. Yeah. Anyway, also, I thought what I'd do today is give you some job employment updates. I feel like the theme of the chatty podcast for a while is going to be unemployment. So here are some things this week that we've discovered with unemployment life. Unemployment life, aka my life. So I've applied for some jobs. And what do I think about this application process? Hell, it's soul destroying. And I sort of remembered what this process would be like from getting an internship, but I think I forgot how soul-destroying it is. Like, I did an application the other day, and it was for Channel 4, and they wanted me to answer these questions 1,000 words each. 1,000 words. That is the length of some uni essays. And I know I just said I enjoyed writing essays, but that was when I was learning something, not talking about myself and how I'm a good team player. Do you know what I mean? Ugh, so long. And I just know they're just going to read the first sentence of them and be like, no, you're not for us. I mean, that's really pessimistic. Hopefully, I just spent 4 years in uni learning how to write a good essay, so hopefully I've managed to draw them in a sentence, but oh, so long, so soul destroying. And what's another update? Oh yeah, I've been considering just getting a retail job, guys. Try and talk me out of it. My boyfriend doesn't think it's a good idea. He thinks I should be putting my energy into, you know, my career, which I do agree with him. But I don't have any money. 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 I need money. It's Christmas soon. I said to him, you're not going to get a Christmas present. He was like, I don't need a present. But my boyfriend, I just love him so much, he will spoil me. And I don't want to be able to not give him a Christmas present. So I've been considering just getting a retail job. Like, I might just work at Shoe, or like, I don't know, where was another place I saw? There was Shoe, there was Smith's Toys. I actually used to work in Smith's Toys. It was a good fun time. I actually quite enjoyed that. But yeah, that's my update. That's the updates. I think today's podcast episode might be a bit shorter. I have no idea how long this one is because my setup's a bit different, so I can't see how long I've been filming for. But I hope it's a good episode. Sorry for the delay of this week as well, everyone. I've just been trying to sort things out and make it a bit better. And I also then changed the whole topic I was talking about, so we just freestyled a bit this week. But yeah, I hope you all enjoyed it either way. I hope I entertained you even just a little bit. And yeah. I love you all. Bye.